The company changes come as states try to pass legislation forcing Walmart to offer better health care benefits. Many workers are instead using taxpayer-funded health programs like Wisconsin's Badger Care. So far, only one state, Maryland, requires big retailers to spend a certain percentage on health benefits or pay into a state's Medicaid fund. Walmart is now extending health benefits to part-time workers who've been with the company for a year. Plus, the list of generic prescriptions covered will be longer. And spokesman Dan Fogelman says drug copays will be cheaper, dropping to $3.
Previously, those were $10, so we're making those more affordable. We'll be offering discounts of approximately 20% on prescription drugs that otherwise aren't covered by our health plan.
Unions contend benefits are too stingy. They point to high deductibles, as much as $3,000 for a family plan. Fogelman says Walmart offers a variety of plans, 18 in all, some with cheaper deductibles. Offering health care to part-time workers could boost the company's insurance costs, which rose 19% the last 3 years. But Milwaukee union leaders say Walmart probably won't spend more on health care. Dan Welch is with United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1444. Its members are part of the Wake Up Walmart campaign, a nationwide effort to bring public attention to Walmart practices.
This is just one more PR stunt that will not provide additional health care to people. And here's why. What they're doing, they are moving full-time people to part-time people.
Walmart's CEO said at a recent company meeting that the number of part-time workers is expected to increase, while full-time status will decrease. Spokesman Fogelman says the reason for this is not necessarily to save on health costs, but to staff stores according to customer demand.
For example, in a university town, there may be a higher demand for part-time workers. In some areas, there may be a higher demand for full-time workers. What's most important is that we staff our stores to meet the needs of our customers.
This is the third time in less than a year that Walmart has made healthcare changes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.